A display ran through vocal recognition software before popping the name and ID photo of Aaron Havanas. It was a good picture. Usually the mugshots were on the worst days of their lives. This one almost had composition to it. Even Talanya perked up at the sight, studying the narrow jaw and bright eyes. Carmona tapped Aaron on his left shoulder. "You're also blinding yourself over here, Shortstack. Get practiced with them open. Breathe in, hold it, then exhale. And squeeze on the exhale. It'll loosen you up." Aaron settled in behind the rifle, taking his time and exhaling as his finger tightened on the trigger. Crisp, single shots were singing off the metal in no time. "See? Look at that. Make a badass out of you yet. Remember, aim small, miss small." "What?" Talanya blurted over the lip of her coffee cup. Riley leaned over, a warm superiority filling his chest. He plucked at the lapel of her shirt. "If you aim for a man's button and you miss, you still hit him. Aim for the man, you just miss." Aaron rolled out his shoulder, stretching the bruises left by the unforgiving stock. "Newton's third is a bitch, ain't it just? Muzzle downrange and let's show off some, huh?" Riley couldn't help but laugh. Talanya shook her head as she picked his full coffee cup off an attendant's desk, trading it with her empty one. "They need help operating their own gear." Couldn't disagree with that. "Not all learning is theoretical, ma'am. I'm a firm believer in tactile education."
"When are they posted?"
"Tomorrow morning."
Talanya almost spat out her coffee.
"We're sending them up there with bang sticks and a week's worth of gym classes? Commander, due respect, are you high?
Oh, how I wish."
Both Talanya and Riley turned to glance at the source of those words as Illyrn looked up quizzically.
"Damn it, that one slipped out, didn't it?"
Riley pursed his lips, trying to not snort laugh at the blatant insubordination. Not of him. Even he had lost patience with Talanya's patronizing attitude. She didn't have a proper solution to the dilemma. She was just here to shout at them from the moral high ground. Riley drew attention back with a raise of his hand, dismissing Illyrn's interruption. "Yes, Talanya, I have several pages of literature about how silly this whole program is. I can forward you the packet." Nobody saw the shot. Too lost in conversation or buried in their work. But the crack of glass and the snap of metal screaming past Riley's ear at supersonic speeds quickened the blood like little else in the world. The steel-jacketed slug snapped past him and into the wall before anyone could even register its presence. But Riley wasn't just anyone. The imminent threat kicked his senses wide awake. He could smell the sulfur that hung over the field. He could feel the tremors of 100 gunshots tearing the air and rolling along the hairs of his forearm. But that was all background. He could see the waves, the cavitation, as the air buffeted around the advancing bullet like ripples on a pond. No naked human eye would ever track something moving that fast. The magic trick of a steel trigger creating a hole in a target at distance was an illusion beyond the average person's capability. The various subdermal microchips embedded throughout Riley's body elevated him far beyond average. He watched the bullet approach with such clarity he could identify it individually in a courtroom. Talanya was not so fast. The bullet was going to split her rib cage. Riley slammed two hands into her shoulders. Fast enough, he might have dislocated something. But he was certain she'd appreciate his work. In the time allotted, she moved a scant 2 inches. The bullet passed by, her clothing billowing in the shockwave, sliding under her crooked elbow and shattering the coffee cup in her hands. The crowd of aides, technicians, and civilian bureaucrats ducked behind whatever they could find long after the threat had passed. To a casual observer, Riley had to be a soothsayer to avoid that shot, and the collection of eyes around him reflected some version of that title. Talanya looked up at him, pained and offended, before her own senses caught the pattern of sounds she'd heard and spied the ceramic shards, still clattering to the ground. Without a word or order, all fire on the range ceased, as though the entire regiment was holding their breath. Down below, a capital held his rifle aloft by the lower receiver, no hand on a trigger, but the barrel pointed at Riley's bleachers. It was not shouldered nor braced in any way. Perhaps the rifle had a hang fire, or the boy had poor trigger discipline. This was just an accident, albeit a lethal one. Riley snatched a radio from a paralyzed aide.
"Single him out. I'm coming down.